WTFR.
Welcome to this special report. I am Mike Sledge, and it appears that the and I don't want to jump the gun because I look at all the angles when it comes to geopolitical politics and foreign policy. But it appears, and you never can trust the Jew media, but it appears that you know, we had the drone strike against Soleimani a couple days ago, last weekend, allegedly killing this person, top Iranian general, and who really knows what the truth is here. It's all, and this was based upon so-called retaliation against, you know, an embassy bombing that killed allegedly two people. You know, who knows what's real and what isn't real? But, you know, it is predictable that we would be here. A couple weeks ago, by the way, Sean and I, who go back to doing radio shows, going back to a long time ago, Sean, 2003, me, 2009, podcast to Oracle, we've been talking about the Greater Israeli Project for years, for years. And all of the dominoes in the Greater Israeli Project and the Project for a Jew-American Century have all dropped. We had Afghanistan. We had Iraq. We've had Syria now being dissected and isolated. We haven't overthrown Assad, but Syria is isolated and dissected. We have, you know, we have, you know, isolated and completely now control that country through no-fly zones and that kind of thing. He's left impotent. We have Lebanon going back to the 80s, which was part of this as well, which was completely destroyed and taken over during the Reagan years. We have Libya, which was overthrown with Hillary, Cankles, Clinton, and Obongo, and that whole debacle. And then we had the invasion of Iraq twice. And now we see the new, meet the new boss, same as the old boss, Donald Trump, now kowtowing to the Greater Israeli Project as well. Of course, we would, because Jared Kushner is like best friends. Him and his father are like best friends with Benjamin Netanyahu, who was indicted less than a month ago for corruption charges in Israel. So, and not only that, on the last show that me and Sean did, we did a whole show where 2020, Henry Kissinger came out, and Henry Kissinger said, it is time that we consolidate the Jew world order by 2020. Well, folks, here we are. 7 days, and by the way, 7 days into 2020. And let me just remind you of the Zionist symbolism in 7 days, the 7 days war. Was the first land grab for Israel against Egypt in the 1960s, the seven-day war. And also, going back to the Abrahamic religions, 7 days, 7 days. This is the seventh day of January 2020. Do you understand? Do you understand the symbology? And this is the last domino that needs to fall. Iran, Aryan. And yes, I brought this up with Sean, and there aren't many Aryans, true Aryans left in Iran. They're all, you know, these kind of people. But still, the people running this Jew World Order system, they don't forget. They fight wars going thousands of years back. They think all of us are goys. They don't care whether you're Aryan, Muslim, or whatever. They don't care. They want all of us dead. It's all about themselves. It's all for the tribe. and they have begun the process now. And folks, this is a pivotal year. Even in their calendar, in their Jewish calendar, 2020 is a revolutionary year. And this is taking place on the seventh day of January 2020. The seven-day war, the seventh day of January 2020. Do you understand? I've studied this shit for years. Sean has studied this information for years. We've been talking about the Greater Israeli Project for years. The Project for a New American Century for years. This is not surprising. We were predicting war with Iran for years. And it appears that it is now beginning. But I could be wrong. This could be a ruse. This could be a ruse. This could be a ruse to bring about a false peace, just like he did with North Korea. Remember, all sides are controlled in this process. Never forget that. Never lose sight of all the angles. But my deep fear is that this is the final domino of the Greater Israeli Project. And we shall see. We shall see. But this has been an emergency Mike Sledge tidbit. An emergency Mike Sledge news report. They have begun the process, it does appear. The vice president now is now briefing congressional leadership on the Iran strikes. The Pentagon has just released a statement. I'm reading it to you now, that over 12 rockets have been fired at our bases in Iraq. So there you go. And to make things worse, they are now wanting to put sanctions on Iraq again as an excuse to get us back in there now to fight Iran in this final domino of the Greater Israeli Project. Folks, and remember, never forget the Samson option. You know, I said last week that we are winning, and we are winning. We are winning the information war. Their time is limited. Understand this. Their mass media propaganda machine is falling on its face. They are losing their strength to indoctrinate the masses. They have to move now. And this is also the magic number 2020, which means so much in Kabbalistic magic and Talmudic magic. And it's also the year that Henry Kissinger said, "It must be consolidated," which me and Sean joked around about last week, but it was no joke. And now you're seeing, we have the seven-day war, we have the seven-day Adventist, we have the seventh day of 2020, and we see the beginning of the Iran conflagration. Never forget what I'm telling you. It is very important. I will speak more about this on my show on Thursday. Thought I would put this out. Thank you. And God bless.
What happened in 9/11 is we didn't have a strategy, we didn't have bipartisan agreement, we didn't have American understanding of it, and we had instead a policy coup in this country. A coup. A policy coup. Some hard-nosed people took over the direction of American policy, and they never bothered to inform the rest of us. I went through the Pentagon 10 days after 9/11. I couldn't stay away from Mother Army. I went back there to see Don Rumsfeld. I'd worked for him as a White House fellow in the 1970s. All this is in the book. And I said, "Am I doing okay on CNN?" He said, yeah, fine. He said, "I'm thinking about it." He says, "I read your book." And he said, this is a book that talks about the Kosovo campaign. And he said, "I just want to tell you," he said, "nobody's going to tell us where or when we can bomb. Nobody." He said, "I'm thinking of calling this a floating coalition. What do you think about that?" I said, "Well, sir, thanks for reading my book. And, he said, "Thanks. That's all the time I've got." Really? And I went downstairs. I was leaving the Pentagon, and an officer from the Joint Staff called me into his office and said, I want you to know, he said, "Sir, we're going to attack Iraq." And I said, why? He said, we don't know. He said, I said, well, did they tie Saddam to 9/11? He said, no. He said, but I guess it's they don't know what to do about terrorism. And so they think, but they can attack states and they want to look strong. And so I guess they think if they take down a state, it will intimidate the terrorists. And, you know, it's like that old saying, he said, if the only tool you have is a hammer, then every problem has to be a nail. Well, I walked out of there pretty upset. And then we attacked Afghanistan. I was pretty happy about that. We should have. And then I came back to the Pentagon about 6 weeks later. I saw the same officer. I said, why haven't we attacked Iraq? We still going to attack Iraq? He said, oh, sir. He says, it's worse than that. He said, he pulled up a piece of paper off his desk. He said, I just got this memo from the Secretary of Defense's office. It says we're going to attack and destroy the governments in seven countries in 5 years. We're going to start with Iraq, and then we're going to move to Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Iran. I said, seven countries in 5 years. I said, is that a classified memo? He said, yes, sir. I said, well, don't show it to me. He was about to show it to me. He said, because I want to talk about it. And I sat on this information for a long time, for about 6 or 8 months. I was so stunned by this, I couldn't begin to talk about it. And I couldn't believe it would really be true, but that's actually what happened. These people took control of the policy in the United States. And I realized then, it came back to me, a 1991 meeting I had with Paul Wolfowitz. You know, in 2001, he was Deputy Secretary of Defense, but in 1991, he was the Under Secretary of Defense for Policy. It's the number three position in the Pentagon. And I had gone to see him when I was a one-star general. I was commanding the National Training Center. I had met him one time. He said, if you ever get to Washington, come look me up. They always say that. Well, I was there in Washington. It was a Friday afternoon. I'd visited Colin Powell. He'd given me 5 minutes of his precious time and sent me on my way, and I was bored in the Pentagon, and I thought, I'll just go. Who can I see? I think I'll see Wolfowitz. So I called, and up there, he was available. Scooter Libby came to the door. I met Scooter for the first time, and he brought me in. And I said to Paul, I said, and this is 1991, I said, Mr. Secretary, you must be pretty happy with the performance of the troops in Desert Storm. And he said, well, yeah, he said, but not really, he said, because the truth is we should have gotten rid of Saddam Hussein, and we didn't. And this was just after the Shia uprising in March of 91, which we evoked, and then we kept our troops on the sidelines and didn't intervene. And he said, but one thing we did learn, he said, we learned that we can use our military in the region, in the Middle East, and the Soviets won't stop us. He said, and we've got about 5 or 10 years to clean up those old Soviet client regimes, Syria, Iran, Iraq, before the next great superpower comes on to challenge us. And it was like, you know, I'm coming out of the Mojave Desert. I've been training troops. I haven't been thinking geostrategy for some time. And suddenly a guy just sort of shoves this nugget at you. Well, you remember it. It was a pretty stunning thing. You mean the purpose of the military is to start wars and change governments? It's not to sort of deter conflict? We're going to invade countries, and I, you know, my mind was spinning. And I put that aside. It was like a nugget that you hold on to. This country was taken over by a group of people with a policy coup. Wolfowitz and Cheney and Rumsfeld, and you could name a half dozen other collaborators from the Project for a New American Century. They wanted us to destabilize the Middle East, turn it upside down, make it under our control. It went back to those comments in 1991. Now, did anybody ever tell you that? Was there a national dialogue on this? Did senators and congressmen stand up and denounce this plan? Was there a full-fledged American debate on it? Absolutely not. And there still isn't. And that's why we're failing in Iraq. Because Iran and Syria know about the plan. All you have to do is read the Weekly Standard and listen to Bill Kristol, and he blabbermouths it all over the world. Richard Pearl the same way. They could hardly wait to finish Iraq so they could move into Syria. It was like a laydown. Oh, our legions are going to go in there. This wasn't what the American people voted George Bush into office. Well, they didn't actually vote him into office, but it wasn't what many of the people who... It wasn't what he campaigned on. He campaigned on a humble foreign policy, the most arrogant foreign policy in American history. He campaigned on no peacekeeping, no nation building, and here he is with Afghanistan and Iraq. It's astonishing. So the root of the problem is not how many troops are in Iraq. Please believe me. Don't be mad, if you're a Democrat, at your Democratic congressman because they can't reduce the troops and frustrate the president. That's not the issue. And if you're a Republican, don't be mad at the Democrats because they're fussing with the troops. Whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, if you're an American, you ought to be concerned about the strategy of the United States in this region. What is our aim? What is our purpose? Why are we there? Why are Americans dying in this region? That is the issue.
1650 AM, Tunnel under New York.
WTFR.
Where board is free.
And 107.9 FM in the Victorian Alpines.
FM.